Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
We are 6 months through the year, halfway through your sales targets. And I'm assuming that most of you who are listening to this are exactly on track to where you need to be. So if you're on track, then now's the time to think about how you're going to exceed your goals. But for those of you that might be a little bit behind, well, you need to start thinking about how you're going to get to your goal. So let's talk about what you can do in the next 6 months in order to ensure that you have your best year yet. Well, first of all, I'm going to assume that everyone's made some sales this year. And if you have, then now's a great time to be going back to your existing clients and asking for referrals. Regardless of the length of your sales cycle, if you're asking for referrals now, you know that you stand a better chance of closing those deals than if you have to find cold new deals. Why? Because referred sales close faster than cold sales. Second thing that you should be doing is going back through your database from last year and taking a look at all the accounts or the opportunities that you lost. So what opportunities did you bid on and not win? Which opportunities did you lose? Which opportunities went to the competition or did nothing? Start calling those leads now because you never know. They might have new opportunities. Things might not have worked out. Maybe there's buyers or maybe they have new projects. And because you have a relationship with those people, you'll be able to close those deals faster as well. Third thing is looking at your existing accounts. Don't forget that a good chunk of sales can come from your existing accounts. Make sure that you're growing internally, that you leverage your current client or buyer and see if they can refer you to other departments or divisions. Maybe they can refer you to other parts of the company, sister companies. Maybe they can refer you to suppliers. Maybe different departments have a different need for your products and services. So work those referrals internally. Build out your organizational chart. At the same time as helping you to grow the business, building out this organizational chart will help protect the business because in the last 6 months of the year, as you're growing your sales, the last thing you want to do is lose a big account as well. I know that it's summer and many of you are thinking, oh, Colleen, everything slows down in the summer. Well, I'm telling you that it doesn't have to. Every sales rep that I work with during the June, July, and August period that puts their mind to it and gets working outproduces their competition. Now is a great time to network. Go out and socialize with all of your clients. Hit as many networking events, even if they're golf tournaments, all summer and build relationships. Even if people are on vacation and they don't want to make buying decisions, if you use this time to build strong relationships now, you will have exceptional sales in the fall. When September rolls around and October rolls around, people want to make quick decisions. And who do they turn to? They turn to the people that they have the best relationships with. You can leverage that by making sure you're in front of them a lot in the summer. Next thing that I want you to do is to take a look back. I know this sounds kind of funny, but I really want you to make sure that as you go into the second half of the year, you know exactly what's required. So take a look at exactly where you are today. How much have you closed? How much is there to go? Recalculate your activity levels. You might find that you need to make more sales or less sales than anticipated. That might result in less calls or more calls, but knowing the numbers are really critical. At the half year mark, I encourage all the sellers that I work with, all the leaders that I work with, to analyze their business to date, create a new plan for the 6 months of the year, and then to work with someone, their coach, their mentor, their manager, to figure out what the right activities are in order to hit that goal. This is a great thing to do at a coffee shop or with a glass of wine or sitting by the pool. Because you want to remove yourself from the day-to-day work of sales and take some time to think and be creative. Speaking of being creative, the last thing I want to challenge you with here is take some time to think to yourself, what can I do differently in the next 6 months of the year that will make me stand out from the competition? What is the competition not doing? What networking events or conferences are they not showing up at? What blogs or social media are they not leveraging? And commit to yourself to implementing those things in the next half of the year. And lastly, before I forget, and this is the hardest thing that we all have as sellers as we move through these last 6 months, don't forget about 2015. I know it seems like a long ways off, but many of you who are listening to this podcast have really long sales cycles. And you need to be thinking today about putting leads into the top end of the sales funnel that are going to close in January, February, and March. So yes, sometimes it feels a little bit schizophrenic because we have two jobs to do. Finish out the year strong while setting the stage for a successful 2015. But don't forget to do that. There is no point in blowing your numbers out of the water this year to have a terrible year next year. I've seen this happen so many times that I decided to write a book about it. The book, Nonstop Sales Boom, and you can get it by clicking on the resources page on our website. I'd love your feedback on the book and, of course, on this podcast. So after you've had a chance to read it, digest it, and put the steps into action, be sure to reach out to me. You've been listening to the sales leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.